You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
7 minutes after 8 Central African Time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. On this beautiful evening, Monday night, we all know it's time for the Q&A with myself and our beloved senior honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. Yawm al-Thulatha, the 29th of Muharram, 1443, which is also the 7th of September 2021. Our Zakat Nisab, 7,000 Rand. Mehre Fatimi, 18,000 Rand. Minimum Mahar for Hanafis, 390 Rand. For Malikis, 130 Rand. For Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no minimum Mehar. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. +27 84 786 3132. Our beloved Ustad's email address is akhussain@gmail.com. That is akhussain@gmail.com. Our beloved Ustad's website is muftiakhussain.net. That is muftiakhussain.net. Our beloved Ustad's Twitter account is @akhussain. That is @akhussain. Before we cross over to our beloved Ustad, we welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company. We welcome our beloved listeners of Radio Al Ansar International on this beautiful Monday night. And we welcome our beloved wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, not forgetting our beloved engineer, Brother Lakolovia in Johannesburg, and the other engineer in the Durban studios. Ustad, welcome to the show this beautiful evening. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakumullahu khairan.
Listeners want to know, Ustad, since tonight is the 29th of Muharram, when will the month of Safar start, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tomorrow evening, that is Tuesday after Maghrib, after sunset, after Salat, we should scan the sky and look for the new moon and the crescent. But if you look at it, it's 15-hour moon, 15 hours, 5 minutes here. And in Cape Town, 15 and a half hours, for example. So the chances of seeing it are very, very slim, really speaking. But we must do our duty, remember that. So what 99%, inshallah, will happen is that Wednesday will be the 30th of Muharram, and Wednesday night will usher in the month of Safar, inshallah Aziz. Hence Thursday will be the first of Safar, inshallah, and that's what 90% I see of the calendars also have that. So that's one point. Inshallah, once we have confirmation, then we read Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin wa Rushdin. Oh Almighty Allah, Jalla wa la, make this new month, this month of Safar, a month of khair and goodness for us, and the Ummah, a Muslimah, the entire Ummah, Warushdin, and a month of righteousness. These words, Hilalu Khairin Warushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. Similarly, we need to rectify our belief. When our forefathers came from India 150, 160 years ago, then they brought one Lal Kitab, one red book with them, lot of fairy tales and fabrications in there, and they said that Safar is a month month of suffering, a month of misfortune, a month of bad omens and calamities, Rahmatul Lil Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to abolish and demolish this type of beliefs. Hence the Master alayhi salam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, La Safara, there is no bad luck during this month of Safar. Remember to get married, get wali, perform, get married, perform the nikah, and have walima. All that would be acceptable and permissible.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, that are temporary marriages, Ustad, permissible?
I think I must have received that message today from about 40-50 people, different people, what's going to happen in Egypt, what's going to happen in other countries and so forth. We must be very, very clear. Islam is a religion, a code of life that is fitra, a natural way of life. Islam does not allow mut'a, prostitution, that some people allow, and remember that is kufr and it is disbelief in prostitution. They even allow it for 1 hour, and I have the books to prove it. Second one, you must remember that in these Arab countries or wherever, now they want to promote tourism because, remember, of the pandemic or plandemic or what have you. So now they want, you must come hit and run. So you come there 3 days, 5 days, and you get married, and then 3 days, 5 days, enjoy yourself and carry on. All this is haram, and people who promote this type of ideas, remember, they go out of the fold of Islam. So you must remember, you're undermining the very laws of Islam, and they will get them sheikhs and so forth and so on, because you know what it is today, money speaks all languages. And remember, the sheikhs and what have you that are there, they are close to their governments, and then they will then, you know, whatever the government tells them, because the perks they receive are so much and so on. So we totally reject it and condemn it. Totally, absolutely haram. In Islam, remember, marriage is for keeps. There is no temporary marriage. There is no muta and prostitution. All that is haram and kufr as far as Islam goes.
I see there's a listener saying, have you heard, Mufti Saab, about the 6 Palestinians who escaped from jail? Ustad, could you please comment on this?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ, that He Almighty Allah gives honor to whoever He wishes. He disgraces whoever He wishes. So we see how America and how the 47 other countries, 48 countries, humiliated, disgraced. They in America, Europe, Britain, wherever they are, and that is by the Taliban and so forth and so on. Now the apartheid rogue regime of Israel in one of their most secure prisons, our brave Palestinians, our Mujahideen, they escaped. And if you study and read the story, with a teaspoon they managed to do that. So what do you say about that? We say, وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whoever He wishes. Allah disgraces whoever He wishes. Chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, and verse number 26. Remember, it was one of the greatest moments for these brothers that they escaped from there. And these people, the Israeli, the Zionist apartheid rogue regime, still cannot fathom and comprehend how all this happened. Just like America and them are licking their wounds, that how come people with sandals defeated us, and with lightning speed they took over Afghanistan and so forth. So remember, I told you before, but you don't listen. Now listen to me. I know you listen to my program, Jutlas, so you listen nicely what I'm telling you. So you must remember, Jutlas means Jews. So you the Jews, you the Zionists, you must listen carefully what I'm saying. Quran Kareem states, تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, that you think that your hearts are united, but your people think that you are united, but you're not united. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى, your hearts are all fragmented and disunited. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. People say the Jews are very clever and intelligent people, but the Quran says that no, they're not intelligent people. Surah 59, Surah Hashr, verse 14. So I told you this so many times in the past as well. Again, it's proven. So you must remember that the more you're going to try and cause the Palestinians harm, the more Allah will give them victory. The more Allah Allah will give them honor. And the more humiliated disgrace you will be, because you can see what is happening to your country, from the second jab, third jab, now you're going to the fourth jab. Why all this going on? Chapter 7 in Israel, they were very badly affected. Remember, I sent it out to all the groups in the weekend. So this is a punishment from Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah is going to punish you right through till the day of Qiyamah and justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. So remember that you will continuously being punished. You will never find peace, because remember, you murdered the prophets and messengers, and today also you are baby killers and child killers, and you stealing, occupying people's land for more than 70 years. Therefore, you can take my name in any part of the world. Remember, we say, one settler, one bullet. That is the Islamic law. For people like that, we salute them. We say, brave, mashallah, alhamdulillah. Any country, any person humiliates the rogue regime of Israel, we will support them, alhamdulillah.
I see a message came on 084 saying, but how come, this is from four ways, how come some of the Muslims are supporting us, Ustad?
So you must remember that some of the Muslims are supporting who by us, who you mean us. So you must remember if the Israelis are supporting us.
The Jews
are supporting us. So Quran says that, Laysu Sawaha. You must remember that all of them are not equal. When we speak about majority. So majority want that they must bomb the Palestinians, destroy them, and so forth. So there's a minority. I read the Haaretz newspaper every day. So sometimes you will find brilliant articles there written by Jews, but they speak in favor of the Palestinians. But that's a tiny minority. When you are speaking about, remember, the Jews or Zionists, we speak about the majority.
Somebody wants to know what's the latest in Taliban, Ustad.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Last night also the news broke. Today also the news broke that Afghanistan, the entire Afghanistan, north, west, south, east, is under the control of Taliban. And these people, Ahmed Massoud and them, they said that we will fight. So remember, they couldn't match the Taliban. I have the clips and so forth, how they're running away. And they now took a plane to Tajikistan. Some reports say they ran away to Canada. They humiliated, disgraced. So you must remember, when Allah's help comes, إِيَنْصُرُكُمُ اللَّهِ فَلَا غَالِبَ لَكُمْ. When Allah helps you, there's no one to overpower you. وَإِيَّغْذُلْكُمْ فَمَنْ ذَلَّذِي يَنْصُرُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ. If Allah forsakes you, then who is going to help you besides Allah? No one. So the help of Almighty Allah is with Taliban, because you must remember, 250,000 of their people, men, women, today I sent out, small little girl, remember how they murdered her. So these are the people speak of human rights, they speak about democracy, they speak about women's rights, but look at the amount of women you murdered, look at the amount of children you murdered, cold-blooded murderers you are, you must remember that. Therefore, the Americans, some of them commit suicide, the British, they commit suicide, because they know deep down what they did was premeditated murder. Now their inner conscience gets the better of them, and they know they will be humiliated, disgraced throughout the world. What they did in Bagram, what they did other places, and what they are doing now to my sister, Dr. Afia, in the hellhole. What are they doing now to my brothers there in Gitmo, in Guantanamo Bay? So all this is for humanity to see that so much injustices going on. So therefore, America is crumbling, Israel is crumbling, so the writing is on the wall. Remember, tomorrow I'm not alive, but I gave you the message. Israel, your days are numbered, just like the apartheid regime of South Africa. When we told them, they laughed at us. And you must remember, when we told America, your days are numbered, that your empire is crumbling. So all this will happen. You know why? Innal batil kana zahuqa. Anybody, any country based on falsehood, they must perish sooner or later. That is the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Allahu Akbar. I see a listener says, can we install solar panels, Ustad, on our roof?
Remember that in Islam the objection comes, they call this al-ma'ul mushammas. We need to understand all these terms properly. There is a wonderful kitab for the students and ulama who are really interested in tahqeeq and going in research. I have it, alhamdulillah, and it's written by Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah of Tafsir ibn Kathir fame. Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahullah was a student, remember, of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, and he's buried there, you must remember, in Maqabir al-Sufiyya in Damascus. They're all buried. We've been there 4 or 5 times to Damascus with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. Hada min fadli Rabbi. So why I'm mentioning all this? So he wrote a masterpiece of a book, Al-Masailu Allati Infarada Biha Shafi'i Duna Ikhwati. Those masail and verdicts and fatwas where Imam Shafi'i is alone and the other 3 scholars, jurors, are on other side. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik rahimahullah, all on one side. So what is the definition? Al-Ma'ul Mushammas is this. You have water, and like a swimming pool. And remember, the rays of the sun are hitting it directly. So there's nothing, no barrier in between and so forth. Can you use that water or not? Imam Shafi says no. فَإِنَّهُ يُورِثُ الْبَرَصِ. Because this causes leprosy and so forth and so on. The hadith is mentioned in Daraqutni. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat, various other places and so forth. But remember, the hadith is very, very weak. And therefore, majority scholars and jurors have rejected it and say no, that if you use solar panels, that is totally permissible. Remember that, there's no problem with that. So any person you want to use solar panels in your house, in your shop, in a masajid. I went to one masjid, mashallah, they're off the grid, mashallah, and they said that we will use all our own things and so forth. So excellent. So that is now thinking for the future, you know. So very, very good. We will say totally permissible. And that hadith cannot be cited because, remember, is rejected by majority scholars because of the weak reporters in the chain of transmission.
So, Ustad, when there is a miscarriage, is there a janazah salah for that, Ustad?
When a woman goes full term, 8-9 months, and she gave birth, lo and behold, it's supposed to be her happiest day, now she gave birth, but it's stillborn. The lady is pregnant 4, 5, 6 months and she has a miscarriage. So the lumps, everything are formed. So remember, in a case like that, there is no salatul janaza. Why? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, manishtu hilla fa alayhi salat. Words like that I use. That when there is life in the baby and then the baby passes away, then you will have salatul janaza and so forth. But yet there is no life. So you must remember that the baby passed away and the child was not alive, passed away, stillborn and whatever you, so, or miscarriage and whatever you. So in those cases, you wrap the baby up, you just pour a little bit of water, wrap them up in one piece of material and bury them in the graveyard. If you want to give a name, you can give a name, so that's fine, there's no problem with that. You will know whether it's a boy or a girl. The doctor, gynecologist also will tell you that. And remember, no salatul janaza. Now the lesson you must learn, my daughters, my sisters, now you are expecting. I told you yesterday, mashallah, in our family today also after Asr, one of my family members came. I told him, you guys all sharpshooters, you know. So mashallah, 1 year, 2 children in this sense. Last year, you must remember, September 4th, wife gave birth. This year, September 4th, again wife gave birth. So last year was a girl, this year boy. So I said, maybe next year, September 4th, will be twins. We don't know, you know. These youngsters are real sharpshooters, mashallah. So anyway, for all of you who are expecting, my mothers, my sisters, daughters, so what you should do is read these 2 Quranic du'as. Simple, it will help you. Chapter 37, verse 100. You know Surah Yasin? That is chapter 36. So the surah after that, and that is Surah Safat, and verse chapter 37, verse 100. The dua of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam. See my translation. Pay attention to the translation. Rabbi habli min as-salihin Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me pious children, pious offspring and progeny. Second translation, Ya Allah, grant me normal children. There must be no challenges, and you know that they have this problem, that problem, and so forth. So both translations are totally acceptable. Now you are fearing after 3, 4, 5, 6 months, you might have a miscarriage. So you know Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, then the Surah after that, chapter 13, Surah Ra'ad, thunder, verse number 8. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa, wa ma taghidu al-arhamu wa ma tazdad. So only Almighty Allah knows what the lady is carrying there in the womb, whether it's a boy, whether it's a girl, whether it's twins, triplets, all that, all the contraction, expansion taking place is only known by Almighty Allah. Wa kullu shayin indahu bi miqdar. Everything will occur and happen on the appointed time, the designated time. So read that verse abundantly. Allah Jalla Wala will protect you and prevent any miscarriage and mishaps, inshaAllah Aziz.
Listener says we've got a very, very old Quran Sharif, Ustad. Can we burn it, Ustad?
Remember, we don't advise you just to burn it. We will give you 2-3 options before that. Number one, if you can fix it up, then you fix it up. When I went to Karachi, 1974, you know my pages, especially like Alif Lam Mim and Amma and all. So some pages were torn. So in Pakistan, and that they masters. So it has sentimental value, you know, because I became Hafiz by my honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizullah. So I took it to them and they fixed everything up. So if you can do that, mashallah, you should do that. Second one is this, if it's torn, tattered, everything, then in that case, the best is you bury it. You bury it there in the graveyard or somewhere, mashallah, so that is fine. Third one, you submerge it in water. One day, I know I was there in Heidelberg, and they had so many kitabs, so many books, half of them torn, tattered, half of them not authentic and so forth. So I went to the shop and brought one big box, you know, and then I filled all these books up, and we have the river there in Heidelberg, and I took 2-3 stones and so forth and put it inside, and then we went to the river, and right there we just submerged it slowly, slowly, you see, it went, and then the water took it away with the current. So that's a good option also. So first you bury it, second one in the river, in the dam, in the sea, in the ocean, you can just submerge all of them, so that's fine. Third option will be, this is a last resort, but not really desirable, and that is to burn it. Why we allow it? If you open Bukhari Sharif, you will find when Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu was Khalifa, then they burned the Quran Sharif because they wanted one official script. The Quraysh dialect must be used. People were arguing, fighting, that what I'm reading is correct and what you're reading is incorrect, because the one script was not an official script. So therefore, the Quran Sharifs were burnt and so forth. And this was ijma, consensus of Sahaba. So therefore, nobody can object. And alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafai rashideen is authentic hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah. So therefore, you must follow my way and the way of the rightly guided khulafa. So that will be the last resort. So rather bury it, or rather remember that you submerge it in the water.
Well, it's exactly 8:30, so we're going to go for an interval. When we come back, inshallah, we will be posing the other questions onto our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. So listeners out there, don't go away. Stay tuned.